Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Mayor Dezeen, Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Now, it's the season. 4-H restarting up for you guys. It seems like it never ends, and this is another big time for you guys.
That's right. We do things year-round, but we are now in the middle of October 1st, started our new 4-H year. Every year, on October 1st, we start a new one. And so now's the time, if your family is interested in 4-H, if you have kids that are interested in 4-H, or if you know somebody who could benefit from 4-H, now's the time for them to kind of think about what clubs they want to join and think about joining 4-H. So I want to kind of give you a little bit of a, you know, kind of what 4-H is and why it's so important for kids to have 4-H in their lives. And you know, one of the things we are really good on in 4-H is we have kids building life skills through hands-on learning. So they're going to actually be hands-on. It's not classroom settings as much. We know some kids learn that way, but, you know, a lot of kids learn the best through hands-on. So they're going to be out there doing their projects. They're going to be participating in workshops, and they're going to be doing, you know, building their life skills for their futures by leading hands-on projects in areas like science, health, agriculture, civic engagement, and helping them grow confidence, independence, resilience, and compassion. We also have adult mentors, adult volunteers who are providing a positive environment where they learn by doing. And this 4-H experience is delivered by a community of more than 100 public universities across the nation. So we're with Kansas State University, is where Kansas 4-H comes out of. And so we're partnering with them. That's one of the also benefits of 4-H is we're really one of the only youth development programs that is research-based. So we actually have to make sure that our curriculums and what we're doing, it comes from that research. And our current research is our 4-H Thrive model, which basically is that we're trying to develop kids that have sparks, that they have positive relationships with adults and with their peers, and that they also, and through that, they'll develop all these other life skills that they'll carry on into life. So that's one of the reasons we think that 4-H is so good, is it's for all ages. It's a family event, so it's a great way for families to grow a little bit closer and parents to mentor their youth, as well as other youth. I still remember some of my 4-H leaders and what they've done for me throughout the years. So it's always a great thing to do. Just to also say that, you know, 4-H is for 7 to 18-year-olds, so you have to be 7 by January 1st of 2026 to enroll at this time. And so if you're turning 7 in this fall, then now's the perfect time. You cannot have passed your 19th birthday by January 1st of 2026 to be a 4-H'er. So it really is for all those ages, but 7 to 18-year-olds. And then also, we also have Clover Buds here in the Mayor Dezeen District. We have a Clover Bud group that meets in Mound City, and we have a Clover Bud group that meets here in Paola. And those are for those kids that are 5 to 6 that might be wanting to learn a little bit more about 4-H and decide what projects they do, because one of the things we do with our Clover Bud group is we take a project each month to kind of explore, and we do different activities around that project. So right now, 4-H is preparing young people to be beyond ready, and we're trying to make sure that they have the ability to succeed when they become adults and get into the world we're living in, or the future world. So it's a great time to join 4-H. I'm really excited about some of the things we've got going on. And if you're interested in joining 4-H in the Mayor Dezeen District, you can go to our website at mayordezeen.kstate.edu or call our office, and you can call me at 913-294-4306. But if you have any youth that are ages basically 5 to 18 by January 1st of 2026, now's the time to think about 4-H and visit some clubs and see if we can get you enrolled.
Make sure everybody gets signed up. It's a wonderful opportunity. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.